For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. I hope you're doing great. I appreciate your comments that you're loving this determined teaching. I love bringing it to you. You know, it means so much because I have lived and am living it. And that's why I'm very appreciative that, you know, you can glean from it, you can grow from it, because it's areas that God has downloaded into me. And isn't that what we're to do? Once we've received, we now give. But I want to get this, and these are in the mini book, today and tomorrow, to finish out point number 4. We went to the World War II Museum, my brother, and to get the paraphernalia of the World War II soldiers as back props, and it was just so wonderful. And we had helmets and grenades and canteens and backpacks and jackets and hats, and quite sobering to hold those items in our hands and realize, as they say, freedom isn't free, and there was a price to pay. And we were walking. My assistant said, "Look at that violin in the beautifully lit case there." So the more we looked at it, listen to this story. Talk about being determined. It was a violin. It is a violin carved out by, and I want to get that right, so I'm bringing up my notes, Allied Airman Claire Klein. He was shot down prisoner of war in this camp, German camp. Now, the violin's gorgeous, but listen to what was happening in him. He was not wanting to go stir crazy. He had to have something to do. Said to God, "God, what can I do?" God stirs him about his love for music. Here's his quote. "I thought how wonderful it would be to hold a violin again, but what to use to make one?" He then got very resourceful. He began by using the bed slats under his bed, but he would need glue. He found hard droplets around the rungs of his chair. Carefully scraping off the brown residue from a few chairs, he ground it to powder. He mixed it with water and heated it on a stove. He then shaped the curved sides of the body by bending water-soaked thin wood and heating it over the stove. Would it work? It surely did. Says Klein, "My most memorable moment was Christmas Eve. As my buddies brooded about home and families, I began playing Silent Night. As the notes drifted through the barracks, a voice chimed in and then others. Amid the harmony, I heard a different language. Still knocked, heilig knocked, alles schlaft." That's my best German, my brethren. "An elderly white-haired guard stood in the shadows. His eyes were wet with tears." But the story continues forever as Klein, who passed away in 2010, left behind a strong musical legacy. His son, a grandson, and a granddaughter all play with major orchestras in Chicago, National, and Arkansas Symphony Orchestras, respectively. I love this. He wanted to play music. He's in a prison cell. God stirs him to play. He says, "What do I do? I don't have an instrument." "Make one," God says. And he uses his bed slats in a penknife and makes a violin. Talk about being determined. Join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.